The amount of exposure to these ultra-processed foods increases a person's likelihood of having one of these adverse health outcomes. Quote, greater exposure to ultra-processed food was associated with a higher risk of adverse health outcomes, especially cardiometabolic, common mental disorders, and mortality outcomes. These findings provide a rationale to develop and evaluate the effectiveness of using population-based and public health measures to target and reduce dietary exposure to ultra-processed foods for improved human health. Then, in their published analysis, the researchers included this graph right here. You can see it up on your screen, showing the severity of each one of these health outcomes. The red line going down the middle is the baseline, and as you can see, most of the findings show an increase of these negative health outcomes for people who eat ultra-processed food. And so, as you can see, greater exposure to this ultra-processed food, it correlates to a 15 to 27% increased risk of all-cause mortality, meaning just dying in general. There's a 51 to 84% increased risk in heart disease-related death. There's an increase in the risk of most types of cancer, except for prostate cancer. Then in terms of mental health, which is something that most people don't even necessarily associate with ultra-processed food, well, they found a 24 to 61% increase of having sleep problems, 37 to 59% increase to anxiety, as well as 43 to 63% increase in common mental disorders. Which, by the way, I had to look that up, and common mental disorders include things like depression, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, social anxiety disorder, panic disorder, things like that. The researchers found that eating a diet of ultra-processed food increases your risk for those types of things by 43 to 63%. And the list just goes on. You have asthma, Crohn's disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and so on and so on. A little ultra-processed snack here and there won't hurt, but the problem is that most Americans aren't having a little ultra-processed snack here and there. Instead, close to 60% of our calories are coming from group number 4. So if you happen to fall into that category, well, consider trying to flip it. And if you're looking for a place to start, well, perhaps rather than trying to change everything all at once, there was a phenomenal interview that was conducted with a nutritionist over at the Daily Mail, wherein he laid out 6 specific ultra-processed foods that you should eliminate ASAP. These were as follows: sugary breakfast cereals, deli meats, because they contain so much salt and preservatives, potato chips, processed cheese slices, because while cheese itself is great, cheese slices usually contain a lot of emulsifiers to give them their characteristic texture, soda, as well as pre-packaged pastries. And so if you're looking to cut out UHPFs, ultra high processed foods, that is a good place to start.